With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Struggles remain in Gaza after yesterday's release of Israeli hostages and the return of Palestinian prisoners. The AP reports that Israel is now planning to cut in half aid flowing into Gaza, accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire with the slow release of dead hostages. Meanwhile, Gaza health officials said the Israeli military fatally shot three Palestinians. Despite the ongoing challenges in Gaza, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, is hopeful the ceasefire deal can revive the region.
We could have peace with Lebanon, peace with Syria, peace with Saudi Arabia, and peace with Saudi Arabia, Israel has peace with the entire Sunni world, with the largest Muslim states that are outside the Middle East, with Pakistan, Indonesia, Azerbaijan.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. And President Trump, too, believes that this Gaza ceasefire marks a monumental moment in Middle East history.
Thousands of years, nothing's been done. It's the whole thing with the Arabs, Jewish people, this and everybody. It's just never been done before. And there's a certain mystery to the Middle East.
Southern California is getting pummeled with heavy rain and heavy winds. John Dumas with the National Weather Service says debris flow is a major concern with this storm, especially in wildfire-damaged areas.
One of the biggest warnings that we have here in California, anytime that there's a wildfire, it can make the ground actually kind of repel the water when it hits it. So instead of soaking in, it runs off really fast. And if that's on one of these burn scars, it can carry all the debris from the recent fire with it.
It's day 14 of the government shutdown. On Capitol Hill, the Senate is returning to session today. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is going back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist has announced that he will take his God Loves You tour to Manchester in October of 2026. Graham was in the UK over the summer this year, and he says he selected Manchester because it has been the scene of terrorist attacks lately. Meanwhile, he is gearing up for the final overseas trip of 2025 on his schedule. He will preach the gospel in Brazil on November 7th and 8th. The event will take place in a stadium in Buenos Aires. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in St. Petersburg, Florida, are considering the adoption of an LGBT flag in response to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' order that gay pride messages be removed from all public streets. Several city council members say they want more information about what the state might do in response, a clear violation of the governor's effort to keep those public spaces neutral from those displays. This is SRN News. Keith Peters reports that Texas camp owners are in a bind.
They're asking the state health agency to give them more time and flexibility to comply with costly new safety requirements implemented after a July flood killed 27 campers and counselors at Camp Mystic. The health department took comment Friday on the proposal that would raise the initial licensing fee for a large overnight camp from $750 to $11,000. Day camps would see a hike in license fees from $250 to up to $3,200. Keith Peters, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says that a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy. He said the outlook does not appear to have changed much since the Fed's September meeting. Today's comments suggest the Fed will likely cut its interest rate twice more this year. More details at srnnews.com.